and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey! Loveline and Amanda Perola, that is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LO, turn that down. 1-800-L, turn that down, please. 1-800-LOVE, I knew we turned all the way off. That's what I love about Anderson. See, tell him to turn it down a couple of times, he gets angry, so he turns it all the way up. There you go.
Same time.
Just down, never say off. What's the phone number?
1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455.
That is
I'm right. April, I mean...
That is Dr. Drew, a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight our guest will be Kelly Wigglesworth. She is, of course, well, she's the second-to-last person left in Survivor. She was the last female left in Survivor.
Right.
And she's scrappy, and she got a little bit lost. She navigated her way around the island pretty good, but she's having difficulty finding the studio. As most people are. We don't blame her. So she'll be in here, and she'll tell us all about her Survivor experience.
Reality TV week for us.
Reality TV week. I'll tell you something that funny happened to me today. I was hiking through the hills where I live, and I came upon a woman who was standing motionless by a fence, just staring at something. And I was kind of walking, and I didn't know why. She was just sort of frozen.
Yeah.
And I sort of passed her, and I looked, and there's a whole family of deer, mom and dad and the little baby deer, and they're all eating on somebody's lawn, basically. And so we sat there, like, very quietly, because no one wanted to scare them off, you know?
Right.
So we, like, sat there, and she kind of looked at me, and I looked at her, and we kind of smiled, and we looked back, and we both did, like, the little shh thing, and we sat there. But the deer never went anywhere. And then it was funny because it was like we're there for like 10 minutes. And I was thinking, you're used to hanging out for as long as the deer are going to hang for. And then the deer spot you and break. And then you get on with your life.
You were doing too good of a job.
You don't want to abandon the deer, though. But it's like, it was funny. It was like 10 minutes. And I was like,
boo.
All right, well, screw it, I'm moving on.
You just left.
I just left, yeah. And the deer just stood there, and it was a kind of a weird scene because I'd never had that experience. I just figure you wait it out until they make their move, and they always make their move. These deers, they called our bluff, and we stood there like idiots. And she got bored and left, too.
That's nice.
Yeah. Turns out they were fiberglass. No. They were there, but it was funny. It was like at minute number 8, I thought to myself, hey, if I never see another deer in my life, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got my whole deer fill.
Remember growing up in L.A.
afternoon.
And they had that with Japanese deer park?
Yeah. Deer garden.
Deer garden. Thousands of deer.
That's right. And they got hepatitis or something. They all died. Yeah, there was a place called Japanese Gardens or
Japanese Deer Park.
It was out in like, it was also like Lion Country Safari, which sounded...
Now they just call it Irvine Meadows.
Yeah, but could you imagine investing in that?
Yeah.
Hey, we got this great plan. What is it? We take a bunch of wild animals, lions mostly, and we let them run around this big fenced area. And what do people do? Look through the fence? No, they drive their car through them.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right. Okay, no problem. How much do you need? That's going to be real money, man. It would charge $8 a car.
Yeah.
You got lions running around Buena Park. And these deer, they had this Japanese deer garden, and I think they got hepatitis and died or something. They also had a dove cage with like 5,000 doves, and I went in it when I was 9 and got crapped on by one of the doves. And do you remember that? Do you remember the deer garden? Japanese deer garden or the dove park or any of that?
You remember that? It was by Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, it was out there. I don't know how it works, but somebody designated... I grew up in North Hollywood, and someone said there was some sort of mandate when I was born. Nothing of any interest can be within a 50-mile radius of Adam's house. There can be no amusement park. It was always the best excuse, yeah, because, you know, my dad was going to be goddamn if he was going to haul his ass, and especially driving a Volkswagen Squareback that barely ran or caught on fire every third time he started it up. There's no way he was hauling us out to Anaheim. Yeah. That was impossible. He might as well tunnel to Anaheim. really, my lame parents, they didn't drive me anywhere. Forget Anaheim. Forget Disneyland. Forget Buena Park. Forget Knott's Berry Farm. Magic Mountain, there wasn't even a freeway built out there yet. I mean, that was like the Donner Pass getting through there. My dad would want to wait till summer before we attempted that in the square back. He wasn't going to try it during the winter months. No way. So there was nothing near me. And I don't know how that figured, and I want to know what would happen if we moved to Anaheim. I'm sure Disneyland would have had to move to North Hollywood.
Sure.
Or my dad would have had to trade the car in for a pogo stick, or something would have foiled me there, too. But it was always impossible. One time, when I was 16, I got my driver's license. I took my dad's car, and I took a date. And we drove to Disneyland, and we pulled up in the parking lot, and there's a big sign on the marquee close. That said Fireman Day.
Uh-uh.
All firemen.
Only?
Only.
Only
firemen and gays or something. It was like firemen and paramedics or something. Turned around and drove home. There you go, everybody.
A painful childhood you had.
I know. Liz, it wasn't even a childhood. It really was. It was an adulthood. I was robbed. Liz, you're 33. What's up?
Fear of eating and sleeping with boyfriends for fear of passing gas.
No, really?
Uh-huh.
I had some good stuff working earlier tonight.
I'm sure you can help me, Adam.
I really did.
Wait, you won't eat around guys?
I'm very nervous about it.
Eating around guys.
And sleeping, because you let one fly.
Yeah.
By sleeping, you mean having sex with?
No.
No, sleeping, you goofball.
How about during sex?
No.
No.
That's not a problem.
No.
No. See, you know what happens when you sleep? You forget where you are.
Yeah, you need to relax.
And you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it wakes you up, and then you realize someone's next to you.
Yeah.
And you always make some kind of comment. Oh, there you go. Or, whoo, or, yeah, just in case.
Nice.
That's my comment. Just in case they woke up, you can pretend like you weren't holding it back.
Okay.
You didn't get caught. Ah, listen, guys don't care about that.
They don't?
No.
Let me tell you something.
Well, guys are sort of impressed with that. You enamored with it, right?
You fart in front of a guy, and if he's straight, he'll fart back at you within just a few seconds. That's
really?
How guys work.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I asked earlier.
Don't worry about it, Liz.
Right.
You're fine.
And I live in Sausalito, Adam. I heard
Ooh.
You came through and wish you lived here, and I wish I knew you came through.
Yeah, it's beautiful country up there.
Yep.
Yeah, lovely. All right.
Just an earthquake?
No, until we have one.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm down here, too.
All right, thanks.
All right, enjoy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. It seems almost too sane to live in a place like Sausalito. Kelly has joined us from Survivor.
What's up?
Hey.
I made it.
So, Drew is on Big Brother, but I never watched that show. But Survivor... I was very much into it.
Yeah? What did you think?
I really enjoyed it. It was really, it took me a while to get warmed up on it,
yeah.
But I got drawn into it, and I think the challenges, the events really got me going, and,
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I liked, I liked the one where they had the pylons out in the ocean, and everyone had to run across those thin planks and get to the end.
Oh, yeah.
Before, or get there first. The totem pole hold that you did, yeah, it was you at the end with that, right?
Yeah.
Rudy.
Oh, that was crazy.
Jeez. That was so...
My shoulder started hurting, and I was just masturbating. I wasn't holding anything.
But, yeah.
How many hours did you end up... If anyone doesn't know, it was the final challenge, right?
Yeah, that was the last one.
And there was just three people left on the island, and the idea was everyone had to keep contact with this pole with one hand, or could you switch hands?
One hand, and you couldn't move your hand from where you had it gripped. I mean, you could sort of release a finger or two, but you couldn't,
slide it around,
change positions and things like that.
Yeah.
And so
you could sort of shift your body around, but
yeah,
you had to keep contact
with
the pole.
But there was, you were sort of at a lean. You were kind of at a little bit of an angle, so you... it was all about... And I actually, when Jeff first suggested that we stand up and rotate, I was kind of, getting sassy with him. I said, no, I didn't think that was fair. I thought the whole point of the game was because we were allowed to walk up and choose
right
which stump we could stand on. So I thought, well, hell, you should have, the sun started coming out and it was beating down in Rudy's face, but hitting my back, and that's why they suggested that we switch. But I figured that was part of the game. You should have chosen, where to stand from the get-go.
How many hours were you hung on to that thing?
Over four, like 4 hours and 10 minutes or something nuts like that.
See, I think, you know, there's a lot of things where men, physical things where men have a leg up on women, but not that kind of
not,
stuff.
No, not way. Standing there.
Women have endurance. And they're very spiteful and vindictive. They can.
We're stubborn.
Well, look at it this way: you could be pissed off at a friend of yours for borrowing a sweater from like eighth grade.
Not
right?
me. No, I don't.
I know, but a lot of women can keep that going for 30, 40 years. You can certainly hang on to a log
Indian
for.
Too,
no, no.
No, you're saying no. No.
Here's the thing about guys: their attention span is shorter. They don't have the endurance. I'll give you an example.
Be mad for that.
Go to the gym. You see women running on that goddamn treadmill. They've been on it for 4 hours.
Right.
Just guys go 18 minutes or something, and then they start going batty.
That's
like they
true.
Start going
That's
loopy.
True.
It's not that they're not strong enough to do it. It's they can't handle it. They got to go like work out. They got to go pump something. They got to break something. They got to make some noise. They got to watch TV. Something has to be done. Women are able to do that. Would you shut up, Anderson? I have no idea. All right, so now what'd you get for second? What'd you get for second place? Or did you get second
Poke
place?
Poke in the eye.
Is it second, or did Rudy get second place?
No, I got, Rich and I were there 30
minutes. Oh, that's right.
She
that's
banished
right.
Rudy.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I sent him up the river. No, I got 100 grand.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it went down. Rich with the big mill, I got 100 grand, and then I think Rudy got 80 and... So on down, I think.
Right.
So on down the page.
Oh, did Rudy got 80?
Everybody got something. Everyone made money depending on when they were voted off.
Huh.
So it the pay scale started, you know, the winner a million. But that wasn't really played up too much. They wanted it to be sort of, you know, winner takes all. But we were all compensated for it.
Right. And what was your one item that you took with you?
Well, I took my bead bag, which essentially wasn't a one item. It was a corduroy bag full of beads and fishing wire and hooks and sewing kit and stuff like that because I make jewelry and things like that. But I was figuring, I didn't know, we actually ended up with an emergency box that had fishing hooks and wire and stuff like that, but we had no knowledge that we were going to get that, so I figured I could use stuff to fish and
right.
and lashing. Because
well,
we
why
weren't,
was the fishing thing so hard for people?
It was like the Twilight Zone, man. You couldn't, it was so stinking hot. I mean, the water was like probably, I would say, like 72 degrees. Mm-hmm. So just as humans, the fish, you know, hide out during the hottest part of the day. So the key time to fish was in the morning and at night around the reefs. And we went out and... you know, tried to just, you know, jig fish and cast lines and just didn't work. We caught crabs and things like that and some, like skates. Ain't that a bitch.
But Rich had to go out and, like, do the spearing.
Yeah, that was the only way to really catch the fish around there was spearing, and it was very difficult.
Hmm. And he was catching, like, sand sharks and
oh, yeah, we had a nurse shark and we had lobster, and he was catching some grub.
Yeah.
He's catching some good stuff. The ray was so good. The stingray
was
the best thing. Yeah, it was really good, surprisingly.
Oh, really? Those little stingrays? Those little sand ones?
Yeah, well, some of them are quite big, but, you know, the smaller ones, they were, called like blue angel rays or something. They have this bright, iridescent blue.
Who would have guessed the gay guy was going to go out
Not me.
And spear dinner?
Well, see, we thought
that
we
was
were
weird.
Full of it.
He's got to be bi. He can't be gay with that kind of...
With that kind of manly...
wait, you thought he was full of it, why?
Well, because, you know, he had gone on and on and... I guess I can hold this, huh? He had bragged and gone on and on about how he grew up on the ocean and he you know, can catch all these fish and, like, nobody was catching fish and he was just, you know, sucking as bad as any of us. So we were kind of like, all right, dude, you know, you're full of it. But then once we got the spear, like, bam, he caught rays that night, so...
Now, did you eat rat?
No, our team never ate rat. We had the fish thing happening.
You
so we caught rat. Way. I mean, I set the traps the first night there.
Yeah.
And we had rat the next day, but it was too much of a pain in the butt, man. It's like, first of all, they stink to high hell when you try and gut them, and it's, you know, you gut it and bone it, and then it's this tiny little thing.
You had sex with the rat?
Yeah. You know, bone down.
I know. It's like, it's easy to sit home when you've just eaten, and you're watching TV, and you're going, oh, I would never in a billion years. But I guess if you got hungry enough, you'd be down with it.
Oh, yeah, totally. You'd be surprised.
Your ration, I mean, what you got to survive off of was just the rice, right?
Yeah, we had, actually, we jumped off ship There was crates of fruit and things. There was stuff that was sort of, we couldn't decide whether it was prop or not. That was on the boat that, you know, 2 minutes before we jumped off, they said, hey, look around, grab what you want, and let's go. And there was actually baskets with some fruit, and then we had our supply box that each team received, and that had canned stuff in it, like funky Malaysian canned spam, which, I mean, you know, I don't know about American spam, but...
Where was that
know.
Bar they took you to?
Was oh, that
the
was...
Pure Set, that was it?
No, that was on the other side of the
that
island.
That was a bar?
Well, no, it wasn't a... It
what was that?
Well, no, it wasn't either. It was the other side of the island where the crew, that was the crew's barracks. Oh. It's part of a national park, so they had built, you know, picnic awnings and but that was sort of the crew's mess hall. That was where their kitchen was.
Oh, no.
And they had a little bar, and actually when they first landed, they put up that neon survivor bar. So that was for the cat or the crew.
You know, the thing that's so ironic, too, is, you know, those crew guys are eating like Henry VIII. On the
actually,
other side
they
of the
didn't.
Island. Really?
Really, they didn't because it was all...
Wait a minute. Wait,
no, they didn't. Well, the only time they ate good, or, you know, decently was when they went back to the mainland.
We have never been around a TV show.
But, you know,
yeah, when they don't...
those guys sucking on, like, a couple of kudos bars or
they
something?
Had the only thing they had, the only thing they had that was, no, they never ate anything Pognos. That was a very strict rule that they never, I mean, not even chewing gum. They couldn't, but the only thing they had that was sort of special was they had power bars shipped in. See, these are all people that that crew that worked for the Eco Challenge.
Oh,
and
man.
It's tough. You know, they're not eating fat buffet behind the cameras. They're running around. They're active. So actually, on their side, they had Malaysian cooks that cooked for them, and they had rice every day, just like we did. And then they had, like, fish head stew and oxtail soup, which is Malaysian delicacy, but, you know, real nasty. But they had peanut butter and power bars, so they can't complain.
I would have, my one thing I would have brought would be laminated porn. You know,
you
like a laminated Chubbs magazine.
They probably would have.
I could have used that thing for some bartering, though.
Yeah, really.
I'm thinking about, you know, day number 35, and I'm the guy. I'm the guy in the office with the, on the island with the porn. Hi, Jennifer.
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend likes to call chat lines and ask males to send them videos.
Men?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Are you a girl?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What's your nationality?
I'm black.
What's up with you here with this guy?
Well, he's nice. That's the only flaw that he has.
He likes men.
His only flaw is he's gay.
Okay. Well, let's go. Yes, you know Adam.
Yeah. You know, the only flaw with the Challenger shuttle is that it blew up.
Yeah.
That was it. Other than that, it was a perfect vessel. So if it weren't for those O-rings, I'll tell you.
But, you know, the gay lifestyle, if it weren't for the penis, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Jennifer?
Yeah.
He's into guys, though. That's a little bit of a deal breaker.
No, like, he's never been with a guy. He likes watching videos.
With guys?
Are you sure he's never? I mean, how are you sure he's never been with a guy?
Well, I mean, I confronted him about it.
And what's he say?
He says, like, the video's the only things that he has.
But he has clearly a desire to be with guys. He hasn't quite come to terms with that yet. But
yeah, but he says he doesn't desire to be with them.
Yeah.
Well, how does he desire to watch them?
Oh, there's not a... Let me explain something. Heterosexual guys are nauseated by gay porn. I mean, they have a physical reaction. It is like when it's like a woman seeing a pony decapitated or something. Even worse. I've walked in, and it always takes a second to process. It happens at the porn store. I've said this before. I'm thinking about suing a class action lawsuit against all porn stores, which is they don't divide the gay section and the straight section.
Don't go in.
It bleeds into it. It's along that big 40-foot wall. So you're walking and you're looking and you're kind of like tunnel vision. You're walking sideways and it's like, oh yeah, milking maids and pregnant mamas and big jugs. And you're walking, we're looking good, new releases, looking good. And then you get to the gay section and it takes a second to process. You're like, oh, that dude's hung. Oh, must be like a gangbang. Oh, wait a minute, no vagina. Oh, that's an asshole. Oh, Jesus, no. Oh, Christ.
You crossed over into the bone.
No. And then it's like now you got to get it out of you. Like when someone farts and you breathe it in and then you try to blow it back. Like you go. I got to run back into the big jug section and like dive into it. And
flail around
in the videos. Yeah, it's but straight guys are repulsed by gay porn.
Ask Rudy.
Oh yeah, Rudy. Rudy was great. The gays. We got the big gay guys walking around naked. He's hunting for fish.
Well, you know, he's an equal opportunity offender, so at least he's
yeah, you got women, fish. Gays,
queers. Yeah, you know, he's not leaving anybody out at least.
He was great.
You have two daughters, are you?
No, that's Jenna.
Jenna, that's right.
Come on, Drew. We'll edit that out of the show. Okay, here's the point. This guy's not to be trusted. He's looking at gay porn, and of course he's going to say to you,
Yeah. He doesn't mean it. Many young gay males don't want to be gay. They wish they weren't gay.
Right.
And they will fight against it like crazy. But this is an awfully telling symptom.
That's a big sign.
Yeah.
Julie.
Yeah, hi. What's
up? You're 21.
I've been thinking about getting breast implants.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if there's any health concern I should be worried about.
Well, it's a big operation, and obviously bleeding, anesthesia, infection.
What
depends on what you're getting.
What size are you now?
I'm probably 32B.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
What do you want to get to?
Well, the thing is I work out a lot. I lift weights.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I work out, the smaller I get.
Yeah.
So it's just been an option that I've been thinking about.
Well, are you going crazy with the weightlifting?
No, not at all.
Okay, baby, don't get defensive.
How big are you? Do you want to go? Not how big is your frame?
Don't get Adam going now.
Yeah. About
110,
I guess.
110?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, listen, most guys, you know, they don't care that much. I don't trust those guys. I don't like those guys. But most guys don't care that much. They really don't.
Right.
I mean, this may be for you and for the television version of guys, but most guys don't really care that much.
Okay.
I think you should just, you know, do with what you're comfortable with yourself. I think the way, you know, medical improvements are going, there's a lot of safe options to do, but just don't, you know, don't hurt yourself. Don't get, you know, because you see these chicks that are just real tiny with this huge, and you know they're going to have back problems. Just don't.
Minka.
Yeah, don't get out of your frame, but I think if it's something you want that's going to, you know, make you feel better about yourself and stuff, just as long as it's natural and healthy within
thick skin?
That frame.
Is that a thick skin?
I don't want to do it.
Come on.
I have a huge breast, and I'm skinny. I'm not fat. I'm number one Asian big boob queen. My doctor tell me my skin thick. I can handle more saline. You know why men like me? Because I'm skinny. And I have big boobs. I'm very skinny. Look, feel my bony shin. Feel it against your groin. I'm number one Asian boob, big boob queen. I'm telling you, Anderson, get on that computer and find a picture of Minka. You're going nuts. You can't do it.
Somebody he ran into.
And you got to see Minka. Have you seen Minka?
I've never seen Minka.
You guys never seen Minka? You've seen Minka.
No. Maybe
somebody fax in a picture of Minka. What is the what is
310-854-4455.
You'll realize why she's the number one Asian big boob queen when you see her. Yeah, I saw her in a club and she was very rough me. I don't care about money. I'm not in this for money. I don't need money. You pay now. That was her thing. Yeah, $150. All right,
number one,
Oriental Big Boob Queen. Oh, whatever. I don't know. I could barely understand it.
Oh,
all right, hey, Julie.
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal, though. If you get that breast job done,
mm-hmm.
don't do it for other people.
Okay.
Do it for me. Okay?
All right, Julie.
All right.
Keep moving.
Right?
Yeah.
Want to go to break?
Yeah.
All right. Kelly's here from Survivor. Mm-hmm. She almost made that $1 million. As it is, she made $100,000. How much was taken out in taxes? Just
none yet.
Oh, cool. What do they say? What do they think?
I put it away in the bank, and hopefully it's making friends.
Yeah. Didn't someone tell you what to expect?
I didn't. I had no idea. I figured they were going to take taxes out, and I just...
And they never did?
No, a lot of zeros.
And
here you go.
Nobody consulted you. Nobody said, hey, don't spend all that. You're going to owe $40,000?
No, I just actually have a cousin who's a financial advisor who I just sent it all to. And
smart, very smart.
Good.
Taking care of it.
Because I got to believe that you're in for $44,000, $45,000 out of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Easily. Yeah, because Uncle Sam earned that one. Oh, yeah. Sure. They're right there on the island eating rats.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly is joining us tonight from Survivor. Kelly was, up there until the very end. She got herself $100,000 because of it, and really scrappy. I mean, when I saw that totem pole grab, I said, there's a woman. That's a woman with resolve. But... you know, I kept thinking, you watch a show and you just think about all your sort of Achilles heels, would personally need. Or,
yeah.
I figured I'd be walking around with like a white head on my neck for the entire show. You know, like I figured I'd get a zit on day number one and I'd never see a mirror or anything.
And I'd just
walk around with a zit on my forehead. Like
somebody would have got it for you.
Would someone get it for you?
Yeah, we did a bit.
You turn into monkeys, right?
Yeah,
start grooming each other.
You sort of lose inhibition
Was there a mirror anywhere? Could you ever look?
There was a mirror one time. I believe it was the day Colleen was voted off, I think. Day 33 or something. But there was just a mini challenge, just a reward thing where we all went and looked in a full-length mirror and guessed how much weight we thought we lost, and whoever got the closest, we stepped on a scale afterwards, won like a bar of chocolate or something, and that was the first time we saw a mirror in 30-some-odd days. It was freaky.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was just, I don't know. I got to do a certain amount of the days dedicated toward, like, picking at myself, you know what I mean? Like, ingrown hair on my neck, right. Get a little needle and pick it out of there, grab some tweezers and yank something, you know? Everyone does that.
Yeah.
You go to bed, you look in the mirror for a while, and you find that little white head, that little black head, a little piece of dead skin, a little scab, whatever you got on you, that little crust at your lips.
Especially when you got that cash register you work on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you're literally a millionaire and this is the cash register and I'm not pointing at my face, it's important that the cash register be pristine.
Oh, yeah.
You see? Because this is my livelihood. You see this guy right here?
See it.
That's how I make my money. You see?
Yeah, nice.
It's ironic that I'm explaining that on radio. But, yeah. And not having a mirror, I just figure like I'd have big hair sticking out of my nostril or something.
Well, you know, luckily we all sort of, you know.
You looked out for each other?
Yeah, we looked out for each other. And you know, there were some things you couldn't really control, like
bikini wear.
Well,
what about that? You walk around in a bikini your whole time.
Well, luckily Sean brought shaving cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to shave his chest.
His chest?
Yeah, he shaved his chest every day to council. He shaved his chest.
Oh my God!
I don't know. Yikes!
We know a lot. We
didn't
see our chest. That's a new thing.
Wow, it's a weird dude thing, and I've talked about this before. What goes on is now all guys, like, shave themselves, so women sort of expect guys to be that way.
Oh, I think...
And then when a guy...
I wouldn't trust a guy who shaves himself.
I wouldn't either.
You know, except for his face, any other shaving going on, that's just...
Well, I mean, maybe his ass, but...
Well, yeah,
of course, that's only natural.
You prune that.
But when a guy... thank you. But when a guy... So now when a guy's, like, normal, and I guess you women complain about this with your bikini line... but when a guy's like a normal guy with some chest hair and stuff, that he's looked at as freakish now.
Oh, no.
Everyone
very
else.
Very sexy.
Oh, really?
Very sexy. Yeah. Very manly.
Give you a little shot of what I got.
I don't know about that.
You want to see?
Sure. I'm going to throw a shirt off here in a second.
I'll give you a little chest hair. My balls look like the chin of an old Chinaman. Who said that? David?
Hey.
Hi,
David.
You're 17. What's up?
What's up, Adam?
Hey.
Adam for president.
Thank you. I'm going to show Kelly my chest there in a minute.
Woohoo!
Kelly, I was really wishing that you would win because Richard was an asshole.
I was hoping I'd win too. Thanks.
Actually,
hang on a second, David. What was this Sue?
What is this?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell was that? I mean, I thought you guys were quasi friends.
We were actually very good friends, really close friends, and I confided in her, and she did me wrong. She, you know, stabbed me in the back, and it was just sort of weird how I came to her and said, hey, I don't like this alliance. I don't like, it's not fun with the game anymore, and she said, okay, well, you know, don't tell Rich because he'll get you voted off. And pretty much, essentially that day, she went and told Rich that, you know, I didn't.
And then why did she come down on you?
I don't know. It's really weird because you see it in the show how, you know, every episode she's, I can't wait to get her off the island and I'm not going to let you get any further. And then she stands up there and is like, well, I was going to, you know, went, or, you know, sit there and lose next to you and you betrayed me. And it's just, it's kind of whacked, really.
Well, I thought I was missing something.
So, yeah, yeah. You're not, yeah. I don't think you're the one who's missing something.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
All right. Well, you got your undergrad. David?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, I kind of told that lady a lie because she didn't answer my question the first time.
What's your question?
Well, I was taking an S, right?
You were doing what?
I was taking an S, as Adam would call it.
Oh, yeah. Crap, right? Yeah. Number two, right?
I went to wipe, and then I saw, like, a little white worm, and I was wondering what that was.
Oh, how interesting.
He's fascinating. Send it in. Throw, put it in his memory glass.
You need to see a doctor about that. Because in worldwide, that's a kind of common problem. You've been down to Mexico at all?
No.
But it could be whipworm, pinworm, ascaris. There's various...
That's a nice name.
Well, there's all kinds of strongyloides and all kinds of good stuff out there you can get.
You sure? Have you... You didn't walk barefoot around any elephant dung?
Ooh, what are you going after?
No.
Strongyloides.
Yeah, strongyloides. Yeah, that's what I think. Hey, David?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you really saw a worm? Was it alive?
Yeah, it was like moving. It was like a centimeter long. It was really small.
Did you,
It was just white.
Did you freak a little bit?
Did I what?
Freak out a little bit?
Yeah, I was like, whoa. I actually said it.
So. All right. Yeah, you got to go to the doctor. Should you go to doctor or vet?
No, doctor. Okay. They're usually pretty easy to treat this stuff.
What can I get it from?
Oh, eating other people's stool.
Yeah.
You know, the usual.
Oh, yeah.
No, some of it's household contact.
Yeah. Or stool contact. Were you at a wedding or bar mitzvah over the weekend? We might come in contact with someone else's stool. No?
Strangely, I was at a wedding, but I didn't come in contact with
uh-huh. See,
that's what it is.
Almost 75% of American contacting stool happens during functions. New Year's, I think weddings are number one, bar mitzvah is number two, and then New Year's celebration is number two. I don't know. They can't explain it either.
Phenomenal.
There's something about formal attire and stool contact. Yeah, again, no explanation, but those. How did I know? How did I know he was at a wedding?
What can you say? How can you argue with that?
You can't argue with that. Laura?
Yeah?
You're 17.
Yeah.
What is up?
Okay, first of all, I just want to say that I love your show. And even though you might think that you're talking to retards, as you put it, sometimes it really does affect people's lives.
Right. So, the retards, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm in a lot of trouble. I had sex with my boyfriend about a month ago, and now I'm pregnant. Mm. But when I went over to tell him at his house, I found out that he had gone off to college when he told me that he wasn't. For another year.
How does that happen?
Oh, yeah.
How did it happen?
He's your boyfriend, and one day he disappears?
He told me that he was just going to hang around my town for a while, you know, until he got his life in order. And he told me he wasn't going to go off to college because he had just graduated from high school.
How could that be a boyfriend?
He said he was going to hang around your town for a while?
Well, this is the guy you slept with.
He was going to stay with his parents for a while.
This is the guy that raped you at the public pool, right?
Something like that.
No.
It's the guy you slept with once or twice.
No.
It's not your boyfriend.
This is actually the first time we'd ever had sex. I was a virgin, actually, before that.
Right. Okay.
And, why didn't you, and not to rub this in, but why didn't you use protection?
We did.
What'd you use?
We used a condom.
And you knew that it broke at the time?
I didn't know that it had broken. I mean, I saw it afterwards, and it didn't look like it was broken.
Are you sure you're pregnant?
I took a couple of those home pregnancies tests, mm-hmm. and four of them came out positive.
Okay.
Four of them.
Four out of 132? No. So you're pregnant, and this guy, though, he wasn't your boyfriend. I mean, you didn't
even... We were going out for like 2 years, though. I trusted him.
Yeah, but if you were going out for 2 years, you didn't know
say goodbye.
Going to college?
He
didn't know he got you pregnant.
That isn't really the problem, though, you see.
I know. Well, it is. It is sort of, because we got to get at the truth first.
Right.
because you're living in a fantasy world. If this guy doesn't know he got you pregnant,
why would
your girlfriend for your boyfriend for 2 years, why would he just skip out on you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
What do you think he would say?
What
do you think he would say?
Why he left you?
At this point,
Laura, you haven't thought
this? No longer my boyfriend, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but what would he say is the reason he didn't say goodbye to you?
I think he lied.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know.
Laura, let me explain something about life. It's going to be hell. You're going to walk around bumping into things.
Take a raincoat.
You're going to show up to stores on Sunday night at 4 in the morning and want to know why they're not open. Life's going to be very difficult and very confusing unless you start asking some questions and doing some, like, deductive reasoning. I can't believe that you guys were having a boyfriend and girlfriend two-year relationship and that this guy just never said a word and just went off to college somewhere.
Unless there's something, some big piece of this puzzle missing.
Is there anything missing that we need to know about?
He didn't tell me anything about going off to college.
Uh-huh.
But that's not really, I mean, it is a problem, but that's
right.
Not my real concern.
All right, well, okay. Well, as long as we got to the bottom of it, I feel satisfied. Okay.
My family is very, very, very religious, and my father, even though he's a good man, he's made it very clear that...
Are you a religious person?
I am religious.
Yeah, you know why I know you're religious?
No question.
Religious people are stupid. They don't ask questions. It's like, hey, the world is 2,000 years old, and God's your father, and you go to a place lying with a streets of paper. Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. And you know, you stop asking questions, and then you get dumb.
I'm a very smart person.
Hold on a second. Laura? I'll grant you with not stupid because I'm in a good mood, but if you're very smart, then we're like alien life forms. The rest of us have to be considered life forms from future. From
giant,
the future.
Giant brains.
There's no way you can be very smart.
So what's your goal here? I mean, are you trying to find the father? Are you trying to break it to your family? What's your next move?
Trying to arrange an abortion?
See, that's my problem.
You don't know what to do with that.
Whether or not I should get an abortion.
Oh, yes.
My father has made it very clear that if I have two sisters, and if any of us get pregnant, he's going to kick us out of the house.
Yes, he's a very pious man, a great religious
man. He's given
you
lots of choices, too.
He's a wonderful man.
Well, I think obviously you can't count on whoever this guy is for any type of support.
No,
so.
He's gone.
He's worse dad than
he's
Rich.
He's gone. He's gone.
Well, why don't you talk to Planned Parenthood? That's a place to start.
Yeah.
Here's a number.
You got a pen and pencil, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead there.
1-800.
1-800. 230.
PLAN.
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 No, plan.
Very
plan.
Smart. Plan. Like Planned Parenthood? Plan. PLAN.
PLAN.
All right. So you go down to Lon Parenthood. No. Laura.
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. You got that number?
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. You go talk to them, and you figure out what to do, and you'll come up with a good, sensible plan.
You need to talk
over
somebody who's trained to help you make these decisions.
Okay, baby?
Mm-hmm.
All right, take care.
All right, good luck.
Can I have a quick question for Kelly?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. I was wondering, what kind of belongings did they allow you to take to the island?
We talked about that, didn't we?
Beads, a fishing hook, some wire, and her vibrator is all she got to bring.
That was my big luxury.
We're going to take a little break.
Look at Minka.
Minka, number one Asian big boob queen. You got
so
that picture?
Minka equals nasty hoe.
Oh, who wrote that?
I have huge breasts, and I'm skinny. I'm not fat.
Oh, are you kidding me? No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Really?
Let me see this.
That is not for real.
Oh, that's real.
Well, not for real.
You see how skinny she is?
No, I mean, you saw this person?
Saw her. She rammed her kneecap into my nuts. I never want to see her again. She's number one Asian big boom queen.
Bonesy.
She came here to play tennis?
Professional tennis play.
Shut up.
I swear to Christ.
How do you move with that?
I met her at Olympic Gardens in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy, that's a classic.
About 2 months ago, and I was like, Minka, where are you? I am from Korea. And what are you doing here? I come here to be a professional tennis player. Uh-huh. And one day my coach pulled me aside. He said, Minka,
you become porn star. So I become porn star. And I think, well, he must have been a great tennis player.
What a coach.
Yeah, what a great
coach. Really?
Yeah. Drew, perhaps your daughter could work with him.
Oh, my God.
All right. We'll take a little break. Kelly's here from Survivor.
Exactly.
And we'll be back after this. Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. That's Kelly coughing into the microphone. Not an ounce of phlegm came out of her the whole commercial break as soon as the mic heats up, pal. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly is survivor and is now looking to get on with life. Robert?
Yeah.
You're, what are you, 14? Drew, turn that screen around. I can't see that thing. Thanks. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to know if Kelly was going to keep in touch with any of the other ones. She was one of my favorites on Survivor.
Thank you. Right now it's pretty easy because I run into them everywhere I go, so it's pretty easy to keep in contact. But eventually it will all kind of sort of fade out, and, you know, there's a few people that I'd like to keep in contact with. But
I was watching the reruns tonight. Colleen would seem to be one of your good friends.
Yeah, she's nice. She's a cool girl. We keep in touch a little bit here and there. Everybody's just sort of crazy.
Well, Colleen was cute, right?
Yes.
What did she do before she got cast away?
Colleen was, I think she was advertising student, advertising design school.
And who's going into Hollywood now? I mean, do you have your sights set on that?
I'm just sort of going with the flow. I'm just seeing what happens. I'm not really... you know.
Who's going for it?
So far, who's really hefty going for it, I would have to say, like, Jenna and Jerv are the two that are really pushing it. You know, awesome. Good for them.
Right.
He's on the Hughleys, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he did. He did a guest appearance. I didn't happen to catch it yet. But, you know, he's good. He's got a lot of personality. He's pretty extroverted, so I think he'll do well. He's a good guy.
And I really thought you were going to win.
Oh, thanks, me too.
I really was hoping. Yeah.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right.
Take it easy.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. We'll talk to Leticia. Leticia?
Hey.
You're 18?
Yes.
What is up?
Well, I just recently had a baby, and I guess I'm a little bit self-conscious because I had, you know, the baby vaginally that, you know, it's going to really throw off the sex life type thing. And
how would it do that?
Huh?
How would it do that?
You know, the stretching out type of thing, you know.
Yep.
And
it heals back, though.
No, it goes pretty much all the way back.
My dad said that after me, that humping my mom was like humping a pillowcase.
That's why he divorced her?
Yeah, what he told me.
Leticia, listen, the humans have been dealing with this since the dawn of time. It's not a big issue.
People have lots of kids. Do you feel like you got, what about Mrs. Osmond? You know what I mean? What the hell was she like? And here, figure it this way.
But just Marie Osmond, she has like 9 kids.
All right, you're Marie Osmond, right. Right. And still tight as the lid on a pickle jar, that Marie Osmond. Oh, I know. Oh, yes. And here's the thing. They got like 8 or 9 kids. So you figure someone must have humped them the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th time, or they could have gotten pregnant.
That's been all right.
You can't hump them C-section.
Well, so
and
it was good.
Well, he got off, didn't he?
Well, what are you looking at? I mean,
listen, hold on a second. Listen, screwball. Where's Daddy?
Where's he's here.
Hey, are you guys married?
No.
Oh, shocking. And where are you living?
Salt Lake.
And were you living at home? Or?
Yeah, it's my apartment.
You're living at your apartment.
How do you support yourself?
We work.
What do you do? How do you work with the infant?
Oh, I do child care. So I can take him with me.
Hmm. I see. All right, and what's he do? Work around wood or metal?
Neither. He works for UPS.
All right, works around cardboard. Great. All right, listen, Leticia, don't get pregnant again, screwball.
I got my pills. I take them every day.
Thank you.
Good.
So,
and you don't feel sloppy down there, do you?
No, it's just...
All right, well, let's forget
what
about.
What did he say?
He said it was fine. It's just that I feel self-conscious about it, you know what I mean?
He doesn't care, listen. And you're 18, for Christ's sake. You snap back like a rubber.
It was designed to do that.
Jesus Christ.
There's so many other more important things to worry about.
There's so many hillbillies in this country. Where's the educational system? They failed everyone. I swear to Christ, if I taught high school, and forget about health, just history, my first statement would be, girls, your vagina will snap back. And
yeah, don't worry.
No, you can't get pregnant because your cousin jacked off in the jacuzzi last summer. I would have a here's what I would have a course called Young Tards on the Go, and I would say I'm going to dispel a bunch of myths that you idiots have conjured up over the years, and I would just dispel all that, and then pay your parking ticket.
Let's set up instead of urban legends. Let's set up a movie, Young Tards on the Go.
Young Tards on the Go.
Come on.
All right, I think Rod Stewart had a song about that.
Well, you know there is no lifeguard in the gene pool, so what are you going to do?
No, there's not even a fat chick with a whistle. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Love Line. I'm Adam Carolli. Is Dr. Drew over there? Kelly is here from Survivor. And she is, she's, well, Hannah, how did you get into Survivor? I know you get asked these questions.
I have nothing better to do.
But how did you have honestly to send in a videotape or?
Yeah, my mom found it over the internet on the website, and
mom did.
Yeah, and I took the semester off of school because I'm not college bound.
Wow.
And, I really didn't have anything better to do for the fall.
And so your mom found it and gave it to you?
Yeah, she found it and she said you could totally do this.
How old are you?
I'm 23. Huh. I just turned 23, so. Actually, I didn't.
Now, were you living at home?
No, I was living on Curd in the river, and then I spent 21 days.
You're just clinging to a log, or were you just near the river?
I live in
the river.
I was sort of in the river. No, I live in the Kern River Valley.
I see.
Kern is the name of the town, and I spent, instead of going back to school for the semester, I spent 21 days rowing a gearboat on the Grand Canyon. And I came back, and I was just sort of hanging at Mom's for Halloween in Vegas, and I didn't have anything to do, and she pulled it up and said, hey, you know, you could totally do this, and sure, why not? So filled out a random questionnaire form, you know, what character on Gilligan's Island would you most relate to?
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, what's really? Your perfect day, and you know, random stuff, and then send in a video and some pictures, and just kept getting called back, and...
Yeah, and now with they're doing the next one in Australia, mm-hmm. right? And I think I heard, and you can correct me, there was maybe 3,000 or 4,000 applicants to your survival.
Yeah, ours I think was I don't know, maybe 10 at the most, and I heard this one was like 53,000.
Oh, you mean 10 applicants?
No, 10,000.
Oh, 10,000, okay.
Yeah, somewhere around 10,000 was
the
number. Yeah, 10,000. We got lucky. We had to recruit some other
people. 10,000 sounded... I don't want to take anything away from your confidence.
No.
I heard it was even less than 10, and 10 sounds pretty healthy.
Yeah, that's... I don't know the exact number.
But now, now it's astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine that. I mean, imagine making the cut. Well, there wasn't any cracks yet.
True.
I mean, a lot of people hadn't heard of it until it hit the air. I certainly hadn't, but I, you know, I don't like to read. I believe it poisons the mind. But your mom is on that internet, and that's how I got into show business. My family encouraged me. My mom is...
Oh, it was very encouraging to everything you did, in fact.
Yeah, they're right behind me, 110%. I remember when I said, hey, you know, I'm going to be a comedian, and they all went, huh?
Pass the sugar.
Yeah.
Did you have lunch with your grandmother yet?
No, I had lunch with her last week.
Oh, I see.
Don't bring her up. Because she always wants to talk about the show and embarrass me.
What's she want to talk about this time?
Well, but she keeps a list. My grandmother keeps a list of things she wants to talk to me about, but they're usually sort of criticisms or things that she heard on the show that she disagrees with. I'm sure this very conversation will probably make
the list.
Right. And it's like getting called into Trip Reeb, our general manager's office, going out to lunch with my grandma. She goes, you know, you didn't pronounce, you said labia, it's labia, you know. It's weird, you know. I don't like those conversations, you know me, Drew.
She criticized your rendition of Minka?
I have not talked to her about that yet. She, all right,
Joe,
get into it.
Joe 14.
Hey, how's it going, Adam? Drew, you guys rock.
14. All right, Joe.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Anyway, me and my girlfriend, we were having sex, you know.
About,
right now?
Yeah. No, not right now.
Yeah.
But like,
How old is she?
On Saturday.
Hold on a second. How many times have I said the difference between the 14-year-old boy, so the guy who's getting laid and the guy who's not the virgin guy? He's 14, and B, he is getting laid.
We have a 15-year-old up here. Let's just take his call.
Drew, you think that's going to pay off?
Yeah.
Nothing ever works for you.
Try it.
Have you learned that in life?
Try it.
Okay.
Who's the 15-year-old?
James?
Yeah.
See?
Woo!
you're 15 years old?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been listening to the show since it was Dr. Drew and Ricky Brack.
Ooh, are you a virgin? Are you a virgin?
No.
Yeah, see? No, because he went, no.
Yeah.
No, see, the 14-year-old guys who I haven't been laid go, my peepee, he got stuck in my fly. And I was playing with my Power Rangers. And, you know, and the 14-year-old guys who got laid, they're like, dude,
so
I was thumbing my girlfriend's bone.
Oh, oh my God!
No, but that's how they are.
That's not how they are.
No, they sound like Barry White at 14. This Joe, you heard his voice, right?
Like Barry White.
Definitely not a virgin. He's getting laid, and his voice went that night. It went from Peter Brady's voice changing to Lou Rawls.
Joe, what's the question?
Well, thank you very much. I'm honored. But anyway, yeah, and she noticed that she was bleeding afterwards, a couple of days afterwards, and she's really worried, and she's freaking out, and she doesn't know what to do.
She continues to bleed?
No, just a little tiny bit. Like,
yeah. And when's her period due?
Not two or three weeks from now.
Sometimes being sexually active can trigger some bleeding, and sometimes it can kind of continue throughout the cycle. Shouldn't on the pill?
Oh, wait a second. Put him on hold.
He's, like, pregnant or something.
The bleeding does not mean that starting immediately following the sexual contact. Any bleeding when in the setting of a pregnancy in the first trimester, though, is a pretty serious issue.
Okay.
So if there's any chance she's pregnant, did you guys use protection?
Condoms, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So what should she do?
Well, she's sexually active. Now it's time to get a pelvic exam.
Trinity?
Hello?
Hey, you're 23. What's up?
Hi. First, I want to say, Adam, I want to vote you president.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever.
Two votes.
And
taking the country by storm. and for every two people that call in and pledge a vote, there's another person at home who doesn't call in. So that's what,
three,
four. Yes, four.
And Drew, I want you to be vice president.
Whatever.
Hey, listen, I want to say one thing about this whole presidential race, because I'm seeing a lot of PSAs now where hip, cool celebrities and rappers and folks like that are begging people to come out and vote. Please vote. You can make a difference. Here's my feeling. You can't make a difference. Do not vote. Stay home.
Stay home.
Please stay home. And the more you a-holes vote, the less my vote counts. Do the math.
Listen to the tards on the run. You don't want voting, right?
I don't want anybody. I don't want anyone who doesn't want to vote to vote.
Yeah.
Why do I got to beg you to vote?
They don't care, then just...
Yeah, if they don't care, then stay home. And listen, I mean, seriously, there's 275 million people in this country. At least half of them are voting age. And there's probably, half of that are registered. There's probably 50 million people that are registered. Do you really give a rat's ass whether 20 million people decide something or 28 million people or 35 million or 1 million people? Does that sound like plenty?
Well, if people, really cared who was running off, they would get off their ass and vote anyway.
What would you rather have, 30 million idiots voting for something or 100,000 really smart people voting on something? Or 10 really smart people? You know what I mean? Why do we need another couple hundred million? It is ridiculous. Stay home, you tards.
Well, you're getting down to sort of Lennon's argument here. So how about one person?
Me.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. And you're not talking about John Lennon.
No.
You're talking about Julian Lennon, his son, right?
That's right.
Okay. Trinity?
Yes?
All right. What's up with you again?
Actually, I have a question for Kelly.
Yeah?
On the internet, people were, like, sending you a dollar.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you got any of it, and how much do you have?
I haven't received any, and it's not something that I started or really am a part of. Lady in Atlanta started it, actually, and it was sort of in conglomeration with my boss at Whitewater Voyages, the company I work for, And they put together a website where you can go on and donate if you, mostly what's going on is people are donating a dollar, to charity more so than sending me physically a dollar. But, apparently, you know, it's starting to stack up, but I haven't seen anything yet, so.
What's the website?
It is on, www.whitewatervoyages.com.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And they're doing that in a response to you not winning the million, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Because most people feel like you should have won.
People feel I should have won, and
right.
People want me to have the money, but it's really cool because my boss has it set up to where you can use the dollar and donate it to a charity and instead of me, so that's cool too. But.
Yeah, what a guy.
Yeah. But,
you should donate your whole paycheck.
There you go.
All right, Trinity.
All right, thanks.
Take care of yourself. Rick.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, you're 17.
Hi. Hey, Kelly. Yeah, I'm 17.
Hi.
Hey. My question is, it's kind of hard for me, but my nipples are, like, pretty big.
Both of them?
Yeah, my left
your third one?
My left one's smaller than my right.
Has this all been this way since you're, like, 14, 15?
Yeah.
You smoke a lot of pot?
Smoking
pot's a good way to get this to persist. It's a normal part of puberty, but it will keep going if you smoke a lot of pot.
Yeah, bigger than Minkas, you think?
What's that?
You think they're bigger than Minkas?
Who's Minka?
Yeah, who's Minka? I'll tell you who Minka is. She's the number one Asian big boob queen.
Probably not.
Oh, you know how you know she's the number one Asian big boob queen?
How's that?
Because I have huge breasts, and I'm skinny. I'm not fat. That's right.
How much pot do you smoke?
Actually, I haven't smoked in about half a year.
Were you a daily smoker at one point?
Yeah.
Well, that's where you got.
No, it is not.
Only for about 3 months.
Yeah.
Listen, and hold on a second. How dare Drew?
What are you talking about?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He makes breasts and gives them kind of command.
He would have had this anyway.
You would have had this anyway, I agree, but it probably caused it to persist.
You would have had it anyway, but this is what caused it.
What's going on with this?
This is in puberty, the adrenal gland starts producing estrogen prior to your testes really turning on. And.
Wait a second. I hate to cut you off, but who cares? What are we talking about? The nipple circumference? Or are we talking about a raising of the nipple?
Circumference.
So it's like you have saucer nipples.
Not only that, but they're kind of like sticking out a little bit.
And they're raised too.
And they're raised. Yeah. But what would be the circumference? Would it be a quarter or silver dollar or?
Probably a quarter, maybe.
Quarter.
Maybe a little bit less.
A little bit less.
Yeah.
You got two dimes and a nickel? No. Hey, listen, a little bit less than a quarter is about your average nipple on a guy.
All right.
So
why is my left one smaller?
Because there's usually asymmetry in this particular growth.
All right, so it's not the circumference, it's more the raised part.
It's the tissue growth.
It'll go away. Stop smoking the weed and you'll get out of puberty and it'll go away. Guys, this happens to guys.
Probably.
Yes. Ray?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah. Drew, Adam, you guys are great, man. I listen to the show every night.
Thanks.
I'm always laughing at you, Adam, though. Well,
I guess. Thank you.
Well, actually, I had a kind of a weird question, because, my girlfriend, she kind of told me the day that she was pregnant, and then all of a sudden now, she broke up with me, so.
Why'd she break up with you?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the mood changes or what,
How did you react when she told you she was pregnant?
Bitch!
Nah, I kind of was happy about it, because a while back, she was pregnant with me before, mm-hmm. but she had a miscarriage.
Oh, I see.
It was kind of hard for us back then. But then now, I guess, it came up again.
Right. Why didn't you use protection?
Because he's stupid. How do you expect... Hold on a second. I'm going to defend you for that. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
How are stupid people supposed to keep reproducing and screwing up the world? Responsible, smart things? Or by just doing stupid, lame things and giving birth to more dumb people? You know what I'm saying? Please, don't I?
No lifeguard.
You want to be counted amongst them? Ray, I'm sorry. I had to defend you, buddy.
Okay.
So listen. Now, anytime. So how old is she?
She's 17.
No. Okay. And she dumped you.
Yeah.
And didn't cite any reasons as to why she dumped you.
Well, it was like we were talking about it, like actually today, and I just told her, like, I just brought up to her, you know, you have a problem, because she was acting kind of weird. And she just straight out just told me that's it. And I was like, what? But what I just wanted to ask was, like, should I just leave her alone, or should I, you know?
It probably has very little to do with the emotional, biological effects of the pregnancy. Something's going on in your relationship. I don't know what specifically sort of precipitated this point.
She could
in time.
Be freaking a little because of a little emotional estrogen surge or something.
She's only a month in, right?
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, but doesn't
she could? Women are nuts all the time. Hey, Ray, I'll tell you what you do. Why don't you give her a couple of days to chill out and then, like, you know, send her over some flowers or give her a nice card or something. Just say, and don't say, like, what's up with your head. Just send her, like, a card that says, I'm just thinking about you and I'm here for you. And then she'll get all gushy. All right?
All right, then.
Yeah. Well, listen, Ray, you got to be a good dad now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's all I want out of you.
No more kids.
Don't get anyone else pregnant before you make up with her. That's all I ask, buddy. All right?
That's it?
That's all I want out of you.
Yeah, I think I got to take care of that.
All right, don't go to prison.
Don't go to prison?
And don't go to junior college, which is the same as prison.
Oh.
It's a prison with a... They have bells and...
Bell tower?
It's prisons. If the guards... Okay, here's what junior college is. It's prison where the guards wear tweed jackets with suede patches on their elbows. If that was the outfit of a guard, there would be no discernible difference. The food is slightly better in prison than at junior college, and there's more books in the library.
At the prison.
Yeah. Yes, the prison level, yeah. Other than that, yeah, because there's groups that work with prisons. They don't have any of those friends of junior colleges or anything like that. Other than that, it's exactly the same. All right. Dave.
Hello?
You're 22.
Yeah. I wanted to say that... Adam, Dr. G, you guys are cool. I've been listening to you guys off and on since back when The Poor Man was on.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, and I actually had something to say to Kelly. I actually work with Kelly, and on behalf of myself and Debbie, I wanted to say hi.
What's up?
Oh, my God.
No way.
Hold on. That hurt.
Sorry.
Please, with the outburst.
Dave.
Yeah.
What is up?
I haven't talked to you in a long time, and I just wanted to... say congratulations, you know, on what you did, get on Survivor. We thought you should have got the million, and we miss you guys, and can't wait to hang out with you next.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you guys? How's Debbie?
She's doing good as well.
Well, fill us all in here.
Dave and Debbie are good friends of mine. We all work up on the Kern River, and Dave actually
Kern, California. Yeah.
Kern, California. Yeah, it's north of here. Dave actually taught my guide school, and so we all work on the river together. Are you guys? Are you still where you were? I don't know if I want to stay. Like.
Yeah. Well, you know, we moved into a new place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. No way.
Is there any way I can give you our phone number?
I don't know if you want to get it on the air.
Yeah.
I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
And then you guys get all caught up.
All right, Dave. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Dave. Cool.
So you grew up in California or Las Vegas?
No, I grew up in Las Vegas, but I've been in California.
It's like a bizarre, surreal place to grow up in.
Vegas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whack.
Yeah.
Completely whack. Nothing but trouble.
Yeah. Seems like everyone there is kind of nuts. I guess you'd have to be a little stupid to move there, or crazy to move there in the first place. It's 125 degrees in the summer.
Sucks. It's so hot.
Yeah, it's why would
you can't go
out.
You can't go outside.
Yourself?
You can't go outside and do anything. You have to be inside, or you have to have a pool. Everyone has a pool, pretty much. You know, most places it's like, you know.
I couldn't imagine being like poor in living in Vegas. Like in some crappy apartment somewhere. Air, you know, swamp cooler on the roof. Oh, my God.
No air, big fan.
Did your family have any money? Did you have a pool?
Yeah, we had a pool when I was little, yeah.
Good.
But even if you don't have money, you have a pool. It's kind of like a standard.
Right.
It's so damn hot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Why did your parents or your mom or who moved to Vegas?
My mom moved to Vegas. She worked at UNLV, and so we all trucked out there. And
what'd she do there?
She was in financial aid, which is why I attended fabulous University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Wow. So you went to UNLV?
Yeah, for 2 years.
That doesn't strike me as a real school for some reason.
If you're, you know, if you're in business,
are there slot machines at the school?
There actually is. Not, you know, in like the student union or anything, but there's a gaming college and there's, I actually took a beer class.
Beer class?
Yeah, I took beers of the world. Yeah, we learned how to brew beer. Yeah, I swear.
Sure.
It was awesome.
Thank God you got that student loan.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, my gosh, because otherwise you would have had to go to a liquor store and learn about beer.
Jeez.
Thank God you could do it in a controlled environment that way. You see where these loans are going to? Like a beer
class.
Right.
Yeah, there was domestic wines and, you know, distilled spirits as well.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, I can see the bell ringing on Friday. People, read your chapter on pale ales over the weekend. And there's going to be a quiz on light beer. And we will not know, we'll not get into non-alcoholic beer.
We don't
consider that beer.
Next semester.
Yeah, that's an advance. To figure out why that was invented, that's advanced. Really?
A food and beverage. Yeah, it's a big... It's
oh, yeah.
A hotel major.
Sure. Yeah, they have a tunnel right to the Rio from the campus.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a tunnel.
Right on.
You graduate, you go in a, you go down a laundry chute in a laundry car, and it spills you right...
Into your pink...
Right on the 27th floor, and you just start cleaning. Oh, my God. What just a bizarre... I mean, you might as well just move into a snow globe. A desert globe where sand just flew
pretty
around.
Much.
It just is like a bizarre sort of manufactured... There's something about, like, too much carpet and too much air conditioning and too many synthetic materials, and it's just too much. Too many noises. You have to hear like a bird chirp and an ox fart every once in a while.
You need something.
Yeah, it's, I think it would drive you.
That's why she ends up on the outback.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah. You're overdoing it with the Kern River. We'll take ourselves a little break. Kelly's here from Survivor. When we come back, we'll speak to James. Poor son of a bitch. We talked to him a half hour ago for 10 seconds, and now we'll get
made
back.
Fun of him.
That's right. We'll be back.
Poor guy.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Sasha Drew over there. Kelly is here tonight from Survivor. Clearly the biggest show on television this summer. I'd say it probably was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and that just slid right into Survivor. What a phenomenon. And I wonder if next seasons will be as big, or if people have had an assful of sort of this stuff. I mean, because that is how it works. People, here's how TV works. Everyone hops on the whatever bandwagon's out, whether it's game shows. I mean, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire spawned a whole bunch of rip-off game shows, but who knows any of those shows and how well did they do? And how smart were those people that decided to put them on? And Big Brother and Survivor turned out to be pretty good, but do you think by next summer everyone's going to be waiting for it again?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I hope for the sake of the other people that it's good, but it seems, I think people are going to go, okay, yeah, we've
more
seen
of the
it.
Same, yeah,
we've seen it, so.
Well, I think if they keep it moving, it might work.
Well, they've got them, you know, they're sort of up in the ante. Now we're going to the, you know, the space station.
Oh, the mirror thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's.
Have you heard about this?
No.
What's the matter with you? You live in a bubble or something?
How dare you?
What the hell?
They're going to the Mir space.
They're putting people through a space camp.
I thought
auditions, putting people through a space camp, and then whoever, one person makes it
up.
And gets to go and gets to go to Mir.
It's another Survivor spinoff.
Oh, yeah. It's not Survivor.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they're going to the Australian outback, and if you've seen the pictures, there's this huge waterfall that supposedly they're camping by, and, you know, so after you vote them off, you can just, you know, push them right off the waterfall and just kind of help that along right there. You know?
And are you done with Paradise, by the way? I mean, you know, if I said, I mean, growing up in Vegas, in that dump known as Nevada, that big kitty litter box known as Nevada. And listen, all you people live in Nevada and Palm Springs and all those big, all you people living in Tucson and all those crap.
It's hot.
You idiots, just kill yourself right now. You guys are morons of the world living in those dumps. I can't stand the heat. But growing up in that area, you'd probably just be dying to get to some island somewhere with beautiful water and white sand and palm trees and all that. But now, are you done with that?
Oh, no. I love the water. immediately went.
You'd go to Hawaii? And,
yeah, I went to Hawaii in July, and I learned how to surf.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're not bitter on the
whole. Oh, not at all. I love the water, and I love the beach. And
I just think after being forced to sleep on it and associating that with eating rice with your hand, that you just want to go up to the mountains or something.
No, you know, I took a little bit of time. I went to the river and chilled out there and did my thing for the summer, and that was cool. It was a nice adjustment period. You know, I didn't have to go back to, you know, Vegas where it was pretty nuts and things like that. So it was nice to adjust, and, by July I was ready to go back.
And you guys wrapped when?
April 20th, April 21st in Malaysia, April 20th.
Yeah. Right. And the show really didn't even start heating up until the summer, right?
Yeah, May 31st was the first one, and then, you know, started getting...
Is that weird to try to keep the secrets?
It wasn't. No, it actually wasn't. I told my boyfriend and my mom, which, you know, we were told that we could tell, a significant other or someone in the family, basically someone who had, you know, signed a release.
Weren't you worried that your boyfriend would get drunk and start spouting off?
Oh, no. He loved keeping that secret. And it was sort of fun because every Wednesday a bunch of us guys would all get together and watch, and everyone was like, oh, you know, I would just sort of mess with people. Yeah, you know, I could be going tonight. You know, well, this is the one. You better watch.
I heard you sign something that basically said they won't pay you.
If you squeal, and if it, you wouldn't get paid, and essentially no one would get paid, and there would be a $4 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
For, you know,
I mean, there's got to be serious incentive.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're pissed off that you didn't win.
Yeah.
You know, and, I'm surprised they didn't have you killed. James, if I were the head of network, I would have said, listen, this is...
Well, that'll be the next version of these reality shows. When you're banished, you're shot.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's what I was saying about the waterfall. You know, you leave and you just
not
go ahead and put
camera.
It out of their misery.
I'm just saying, you know...
Why not heat things up pretty good, wouldn't it?
No. Listen, obviously, you can't do that, but there are stockholders, and you have a very important job, and there's some things that are expendable, and you take a couple of people out, that's all.
Very nice.
That's the decision I would make, James. I sleep like a baby at night, too. James, you're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Like I said before, I've had sex a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for some reason, I just have, like, bumps on the inside of my penis that don't ever seem to bother my girlfriends, but it just, like, wigs me out.
Could they be warts?
No, I don't think so, because every time I've had sex, it was protected. And it's, like, before that. It's, like, they've been here, like, ever since I had a penis.
Which is, <right. was>, 5 years after you're born?
It's something like that.
I see. And, okay.
You got problems.
Are they in the skin, or are they in the sort of tissue underneath the skin?
It's actually on the surface.
On the skin?
Yeah.
And what part of the penis are they on?
The underside of the shaft.
Underside?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Rough.
Skin bumps. Well, I can't quite visualize what he's
saying,
but...
Hey, everyone. I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, is it... Well, hold on a second. Does it look like, you know, like chicken skin?
No, not that bad. I mean, it's like...
No, I don't mean deep fried. I mean, those, you know when you get cold and you get goosebumps?
It's like not... Yeah, it looks a lot like that.
Thanks, James.
Mm.
Boy, you paint tape.
So it may just be sebaceous glands or something. Yeah.
That's nothing. Everyone's got something there. Who cares? Francie?
Hi.
Hey, you're 23.
Uh-huh.
Is your name really Francie?
It's Francesca.
I see. Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
nice.
Thanks, sister.
What's going on?
I see. You a little crazy?
No.
Ooh. Mm. You always get that mad woman laugh when you say that. No. All right.
I have a question for girl.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as a woman being able to have, like, three X chromosome women? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's XO. That's a triple X. Sure.
What's XO?
Okay.
All right, so hold on. Wait a minute. XY is dude. XX is
a woman.
Chick. And then
XO is chick.
XO. What's the O?
That's nothing. XO is Turner syndrome.
Okay. Well,
and Kathleen Turner. You talk like Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, basically, whenever you have a Y, you got a male, no matter how many X's you have.
Right.
Thank you. And, okay, so whenever you have a Y, you got a male.
Yeah.
And then when you got two X's, you got a female.
You have 0X. 1X, excuse me, or I suppose 3X. I've never seen that.
Well, how do they determine that, by the way?
They do a scraping of your cheek and look at the chromosomes.
A scraping of what?
Your cheek.
They can test the chromosomes.
Okay.
They determine if I'm triple X chromosome.
It's called a karyotyping.
Well, what would triple X be?
You're extremely female.
I think Minka's triple X.
What?
I might need more estrogen in my body if I'm a triple X. Would that be true?
No.
All right, hold on there, Francie. Now, see, to me, if 2Xs is a woman, then triple X is more of a woman. No?
Yeah, I'm not
woman
sure
and a half? It's screwed up, though.
Yeah.
And what's XO?
It's Turner syndrome.
What does that mean?
Facility problems. They're short stature. They have webbed hands. It's kind of
nice.
Shield breast, they're called.
Shield breast?
Yeah. Yeah. Shield-like.
This looks like humping a beetle or something. Hey, Francie?
Yeah.
Why do you think you're triple X?
Well, my mom had, she told me she had a chromosome workup and that she was triple X. And I kind of didn't believe her because, you know, she told me she thinks that I am.
Is there anything abnormal about you?
Not abnormal, no. I've got 4 kids. I get pregnant like at the drop of a hat.
Forget it, Francie. You are barking up the wrong tree here.
That has nothing to do with it.
Well, what else is up with you?
Like mood swings and stuff. That couldn't have anything to do with anything.
Having a crazy mom.
Having a crazy mom who's...
Oh, no.
Oh, baby. You're 10 kinds of nuts yourself, though. Aren't you a little...
Oh, not really.
You're a little crazy.
No.
Well, let me get a little profile. You do a little smoke? You smoke chain smoke?
No.
Oh,
no?
Come on. Do you have asthma?
No.
What? You smoke cigarettes.
You smoke a lot?
I used to smoke, but I've quit smoking. I haven't smoked in like 2 years.
Yeah, but you're 23. You smoke like 40 pack years in 3 years.
All right.
You can hear it.
Late at night.
You can hear it.
It's almost 2 in the morning.
All right.
Oh, okay. I know. Because when you talk to Drew at 2 in the morning, he sounds like Phyllis Diller. Okay. All right. You have 4 kids.
Right.
Where's your husband?
Right now he's at work.
Is he the father of
all 4?
He's the father of the second two.
Second two.
I've been married and divorced. And
where's the first two? Dad.
They're here in bed.
Where's dad?
Dad.
He's at his house just 30 miles away. He visits them.
I see. What's he do for a living?
He works at a pig factory.
A what kind of factory?
A pig factory.
A pig factory.
Pig factory.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the slaughterhouse.
I see. And what is... What is your husband that's at work right now doing? Stockbroker?
At a factory also.
What's he do?
And he makes seats for cars.
Fantabulous. And you got these 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you living?
In Missouri, a house.
You got a regular house? Everything okay?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you dye your hair strange colors and screw it up?
No, we're pretty normal.
Long nails?
Huh?
Long nails that you paint stuff on?
No.
What are your hobbies?
My hobbies? Well, I stay at home with my kids.
All right.
Well, don't do much of anything but that.
When did your dad leave?
My dad. Oh, my mom divorced my natural father when I was 3, and she married my stepfather when I was 5, and she's still with him.
Yeah. What kind of guy was he?
All right. Truck driver over the road.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye, baby.
So, no triple X chromosome has nothing to do with me.
Do not try to go down a path.
You focus on not getting pregnant and taking care of the 4 kids you have.
Oh, I've got my tubes tied.
Good girl.
Yeah,
right on.
We're going to send you out a sweatshirt, all right?
Thank you.
Fantastic. All righty.
Okay, you got the picture, though, pretty clearly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Background.
Yeah. He works at the seat factory.
Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it beats out of the pig factory.
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't know what's up with my microphone, but these guys in the automotive union, these are great gigs. You get paid way too much for not doing all that much, and you get big fat, you get like vacation time and health care and all that, and you strike all the time because you're only getting paid like $27 an hour for doing nothing.
Oh, man.
You know, with your high school education. It's great. It's great. UAW, that would have been a dream gig for me. All unions are great. They're fantastic. They're great. If unions are about people getting paid too much for no education, doing jobs monkeys can do, and then they get PO'd when the work goes to Canada.
For the machines.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you wonder why all the work's going to Mexico and Canada? Because you got a GED and you think you're worth $32 an hour in golden time. All right. Fine. We'll go to Canada. Have fun. See you. See where you get 30 bucks an hour. Have fun. Go down to the Arby's. See what they give you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back. Vic, love line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Kelly's here from Survivor. Second to last one left on that island. Pretty good. No, I really think it's an accomplishment. I really
do. Thank
you. And not only that, it's just getting past the first 5,000 or 10,000 people just to get to the island. I mean, that's really the biggest accomplishment.
Yeah, once you're there, it was sort of...
Everyone's a winner.
We're all winners here.
Right. Which makes us all losers. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, if everyone's a winner, I mean, let's look at it in terms of being a race.
We're not special.
We all tied for first place, all of us. That means we all lost.
Come on.
Yeah. That's right. We all tied for first and we all tied for last. All right, where the hell are we? Oh, all right, I wouldn't get into
what?
This. I was just thinking about, I was trying to get directions to a place to pick up some takeout food. And, like, they didn't know what street they were on.
Yeah.
And, gave a lot of attitude and didn't even know what the goddamn street the restaurant was on. And then, you know, no apologies after circumnavigating the Burbank area for 3 days yesterday. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, I was saying, you know, this whole, like, everyone's special and no one makes any mistakes stuff, it's really backfiring on us because all we got is a bunch of stupid,
pissed-off
people who are special. Yeah. Let me explain to you. Almost none of you are special, all right? So here's the way to get special. Kiss ass. Kiss a lot of ass. Just
work
start
hard.
Kissing.
Work hard.
Work hard and kiss ass because you may feel special, but believe me, you're not. You're like one of those people. You know, you're like one of the people who goes to church and says that, you know, the Lord thinks you're special, but meanwhile you're living in a shack and eating macaroni and cheese. You're not special. Believe me, you're not special. Start kissing ass and bust your ass. And then, here's what you need to do. Figure out who's special, kiss their ass. It ain't you. And if you're working at a place and you're waiting for me to come pick up my food, you're really not special.
You better know where his street is.
Just know you're not special. Know what street you're on. That's all I'm saying.
Nicole.
Kiss my hairy ass.
Hi, Nicole.
Nicole?
Yes.
21.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm just curious why. Well, anyway, I have a couple problems here. I don't orgasm. I never have, and I know it's because like I had a like previous history of just bad sexual experiences with boyfriends and stuff.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, I lost my.
Oh, you hurt my drums, baby.
you lost your virginity
when I was young.
How old?
I was like 15, but I totally wasn't ready. I barely hit puberty.
So, okay.
And then I just was very, like, angry towards guys. I had boyfriends. It just seemed like it was always, like, pressure, you know?
Yeah.
And so now I'm in a good relationship, and it just seems like things, like, aren't exactly working.
you don't orgasm during oral sex?
No.
Does he try?
Yeah.
Does he really try?
Yeah.
Really, really, really?
It doesn't work?
No.
Oh, that's horrible. Do you at least have the quiet dignity to fake it?
No.
No, because we're very close, so.
I know, but that's how the guy knows, you know, you give him a break. Sit down there like a auctioneer.
Well, I let him know that, it's feeling good, but it's nothing, you know.
All right, Kelly's leaning in on this one.
Go ahead, Kelly.
So he knows you haven't had an orgasm.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm.
But how can
you never
get
had an orgasm with anybody?
No.
Yourself?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
What about, wouldn't you think the plan of attack would be to sort of figure herself out
right. And
then bring it into the bedroom with
the
guy?
I think so. I think if she can't...
You gotta be able to
can't even
direct the guy more clearly, but she may not know what she needs.
Exactly.
How about getting in the tub?
And? Bathtub.
We don't need Anne. We got Kelly. She knows the white water.
No, you're right.
I'm curious, is there, like, something that, do some people just not ever?
Well,
I hope not.
There's such a thing. But,
there is.
Yeah, but you should be able to.
Jewish women.
Yeah, if you're able to have intimacy and you have no major traumas and you're medically okay and you're not on medication, you should be able to figure things out.
Yeah. Okay, Liz, what about getting a vibrator?
I guess I could try that, yeah.
She sounds very enthusiastic
about
that.
All right, Kelly. What do you want me to do? Put my tongue through the phone? Listen, you goofball.
That's what she was asking for.
That's what she wants.
Look, she needs the water. And she needs the bathtub advice. Oh, she's pointing at Kelly. All right, Kelly.
Go in the bathtub. Let the water run on you. Yeah?
I don't know anything about the bathtub.
You don't know the tub?
No, I don't know.
Shower head?
I don't know the tub trick.
No, Kelly doesn't need to do that. She just hangs her ass off the raft.
Yeah, you know.
All right, Nicole.
Very natural.
Yeah. Hey, Nicole.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry you're disappointed, but I don't care.
Okay.
Just to make that clear, huh? That's nice.
Well, people call this show and they get upset when we don't give them the answer that they want in their fantasy world. I can't have an orgasm orally. I can't have it through penetration. So, all right, get a vibrator and...
She can't make herself have one. I think it's true. It's sort of what you said. She doesn't know what she wants.
Experiment.
Well, but listen to this, too. I mean, for women, so much of it is psychological, and she was a little bit angry.
Yeah, she's had some male experiences that weren't so hot, but she has a good relationship now that she's connected to. Maybe it's not as what it appears. Who knows?
She was raped, though, and she has a little bit of anger left in. That's enough to get in the way.
Yeah, I'd say. Could be.
All right. We're going to go to the phone?
Yeah.
I want to say one more thing about the being special.
Yeah.
And here's what I've decided. Here's where the trouble is. I've put my finger on it now. People in this country, at least, have been told and convinced that you're born special. You're not born special. You earn special. All the people who are now special... it's all through effort and achievement. So if you think you're born special, then why do anything? Why not just sit down and be special? Drew's a special guy, but Drew wasn't special until he did all the things that he had to do to become Drew. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I walk around feeling not special.
I know. You're an idiot. Yeah. But when you're... Give me a cup of coffee. Chop, chop.
I'll be right back.
When you were 17, you weren't special.
Oh.
But you went to college, and then you went to med school, and then you start volunteering your time, and then you accumulate all this knowledge, and then you shared it with everyone, and eventually you became special. But if you just announced that you were special at 15, got a job at the Dairy Queen, and called it a life, how special would you be?
Right.
How special would a president or an athlete or Michael Jordan or an artist or a singer or a comedian or a performer, a race car driver, anybody you look up to is special. How special are they minus the achievement?
Right.
Mm.
Well, they're not.
Yeah.
It's like saying, how rich is Donald Trump without the money?
Yeah.
How rich was Donald Trump when he was, well, his folks were rich. But here's my point. You need that. And that's the part we're missing.
Yeah.
You got to bust your hump, everybody. Otherwise, the special's nothing. As a matter of fact, it gets in the way.
Yeah.
You should think you're not special.
That's what I'm here for.
To make you all feel not special.
So you can strive to achieve.
Special.
Just motivational speaker.
That's right.
You want to be a motivational speaker, Adam. It's just a career in that field. Hey, retards.
I could get those...
go to your class.
Those folks off their asses. You love Fat Cam, don't you, Lardos? Can you hear you, son? That's the voice I'd use. Toby?
Hey, yeah.
Hi, Toby.
My girlfriend, we've been together for a few months. We've recently started talking about marriage and stuff like that, so, you know, we're into it. But she has, like, a bad odor from that. It increases when we have sex. And,
well, it could be an infection.
Huh?
Could be an infection.
All right. But she has a bad odor, and it increases as we get going. But that's one way. I'm wondering if is that normal, or...
It could be an infection. That's a common sign of infection in the vagina.
Yeah, and then she had a pelvic exam. I found some papers on the pelvic exam.
Sure.
The doctor prescribed a... Diflucan.
That's an anti-yeast pill. But she may need more than that. She may need something called flagyl or metronidazole cream. Or you take a flagyl?
Well, I took pills for a parasite.
Really?
Yeah, I got a parasite from the island.
Where'd you get?
They didn't tell me what the specific
Who are you glad?
Yeah.
That's Giardia. Had bad diarrhea and vomiting. So.
Yeah, it wasn't Giardia. It was a parasite. Oh, I thought that it might have been Giardia from the river, but it was.
What's Giardia? What is that?
Giardia's a parasite, though.
What is that Giardia?
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Was that the black guy?
Because that's what I suspected it was. It was.
All right, hold on, Drew. Stop talking about something that no one knows.
Giardia is a protozoan that populates your small bowel and gives you bad diarrhea.
Thank
you. It comes in the water. So
tomorrow we'll explain protozoan.
All right. Anyway,
Flagel,
go ahead.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to break?
Yeah.
How dare you. All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. Another fabulous episode of Love Line in this toilet. I want to thank Kelly for coming in here from Survivor.
Thanks for having me. You guys are awesome.
Thanks for coming in. It was delightful. It really was. Yeah, you really have a
between all the yawning and coughing, it was great.
Mm-hmm. No, you have a very good presence. Very, very likable person. Very, very down earth. Very realistic.
That is rare. Is it, everybody enjoy this moment. Adam's giving a compliment.
Thank you, Adam.
No, she has a very genuine presence. Yeah. It's, you get a sort of what you see is what you get kind of
thing. That's real.
Yeah, I like that. I'm used to dealing with this kaleidoscope facade of a man over here, Drew.
Very Hollywood over here.
Oh, really? One
that's keeping it real.
Oh. I don't know how many personalities this one has over here. All right, we'll...
One of them wears man show gear.
Yeah.
That will go away.
That is a nice sweatshirt. Very nice. Unfortunately, I can't wear it because I look like a dick walking around with a man show sweatshirt on. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo. Damn, bitch!
This has been Love Life. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Life is Ann Wilkins-Tingle. Love Life is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.